This Ichi-ni-san-ya. Arigato.
Ichi-ni-san-ya. Arigato.
This is the non-confrontational podcast. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Non-Confrontational Podcast. It's episode
27. We took our longest hiatus since starting this. Two weeks.
We had to refresh, get some new ideas up in the dome, but wait till you see what's coming.
Came back with nothing.
Oh, 2 minutes ago, we're like, what are we talking about? We're just winging it?
So I'm not even gonna
You're not
lie
supposed
to
tell the viewers.
Yeah, they got to think that we're
prepped and ready. And
do we ever run a prepared fucking show?
No, never. I think that's what makes it so beautiful.
Speaking of which, can you close the curtain a little bit? Because then it makes this look weird. Just close it. Oh, shit. That's the exact reason I wanted. I just wanted the dumpy on the freaking screen.
Yeah. Ichi ni san. Yeah. Arigato.
If you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple or something else and not watching the video, you're missing out on Pepsi's juicy ass.
My ass looks bad and I delete it.
No, I'm not deleting it. Speaking of juicy ass, Pepsi tried this beer.
Called Juicy Ass.
I don't want to slander brands online.
No, slander them. It tastes like battery acid.
I think it was meant to taste like a juicy ass or something like that.
I think ass tastes better.
It was really bad.
I got mad at him because he's like, I'm going to throw this out. And I'm like, no. I'm like, you can't throw good alcohol. Give me this. Right?
Disgusting.
Fucking took three sips. And I'm like trying to choke it down. And then finally, I'm like, no, I can't do this. Yes. How could the drink be
like
so
my
bad?
Goal? You guys know this, but the viewers know. My goal was to try 5 different beers every time we drank or 4 different beers or whatever. Cause I wanted to find a conglomerate of beers that I enjoy.
Yeah.
And every time I do it, I just end up going back
and being disappointed
back to MGD. And then when we were in Wasaga, I was like, Julian, if I ever grab another beer again, smack it out of my hand and then just sack me because there's no reason.
Yeah, that's when we were all at LCBO because you're like, which one should I get? And I'm like, when are you going to ever stop just trying them and pick which ones you like?
I don't know.
It was a form of self-harm for you. It was. Being disappointed.
Yeah. I was like, oh, this one sucks too. Yeah.
Because he did it all summer and kind of I feel like this year, the reason why we were on a kind of a 2 week hiatus also is because we went on a trip with our friends, just a cottage trip with our friends, and then came back and shit was just kind of all over the place, right? Yeah. But so I thought that, the whole thing of doing this every time we hung out throughout the summer was leading up to our trip to Wasaga, because that was it's the pinnacle. It's our trip. So now I'm going to bring the beers that I like. Yeah. And he's still trying to just test them out. I'm like, when's this ending?
Why are you sampling during the real game now? It's practicing a move in the game. You never in practice and you never get it. But then in clutch situations, you start doing it. And the coach is on the bench. Get the fuck off the ice.
That's a great analogy. That's a great analogy. It's like we're in the big leagues now.
Yeah. I've come to the realization now I'm just going to stick to...
It's because you had a lot of IPAs.
And we discovered
we're not IPA guys. Greg, are you an IPA guy?
No, not at all. Because
IPA guys believe they're better than regular guys.
They do.
IPA guys are what I used to do. I feel like they're the same thing as what I used to do when I first got to university and started drinking a little bit more. Where if people would take a shot of vodka and chase it with a lime, I'd be like, you're a fucking bitch. And I'd get mad at them, right? Yeah. But now I realize I was just being a douchebag because vodka sucks.
It does
stink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know what stinks worse than
that's
vodka?
That's what IPA guys are, though. IPA guys
tequila?
Are like this.
Yeah. Tequila's worse than vodka.
Gin is the worst of the worst.
No, tequila's worse than gin.
I feel like IPA guys know it tastes bad, but they're just like, but I drink IPAs.
It's a conversation starter. When they're at the bar picking up, trying to pick up a girl or another gentleman, they're like, you're an IPA guy?
I'm an IPA guy. What IPAs do you like?
You don't know what an IPA is? Oh. Let me explain it to you.
That sounds like a terrible conversation starter.
It's like, I piss apples. IPA.
That's like pulling up to a girl and then revving your engine and then driving away and it makes fucking tons of noise.
Yeah, you know how many girls you get doing that? So many.
But
Tons.
Speaking of drinking, I'm sure there was lots of it at that Jake Paul fight the other night. Probably
Jake
tons.
Paul fight.
That was
That was just a
such a try hard fucking segue.
That was just a disappointing. It was a disappointing segue.
That was pretty good.
It was just so like it was such a try hard. Oh, you know where there's probably lots of drinking. Logan Paul after Jake Paul's fight.
Yeah.
Just a fucking disappointing segue for a disappointing fight. To be honest,
for anyone who doesn't know, we live streamed it as per usual, not the actual fight itself. Well, like, we live streamed our reactions.
Show the fight. Hey, I wasn't getting triggered this time.
You weren't getting triggered.
I wasn't.
No, you just gotta let him do it.
I was handling it well. It was just more trying to, like, monitor the creepy comments about your girlfriends.
Yeah.
Because they had, like, holy shit. Oh, TikTok, fucking.
But they racked in because of that.
Yeah.
I think it
racked in a lot of coins.
Yeah.
We actually did. We actually did. Because we started, like.
Are we
like,
able to talk about it?
Why would we not?
It's not bad, right? It's, like, feet stuff.
Can we just tell what happened?
Yeah.
We did do it live.
Yeah, that's what I mean, right? Yeah. No, I'm just making sure.
Okay.
I don't know. Just making sure.
So Julian's girlfriend, she put like her foot on the stream once on screen. Her and Sydney were off to the side. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, only if the people pay, right? And like, I'm like, not for free. And then people started donating.
Yeah.
For feet. Like, no, but like not
10
a lot.
Seconds of feet.
But yeah. Like, and dude, that one guy, what was his name?
I don't remember.
Remember now either. Mark,
there was Cody,
Michael.
There was Cody, and then there was.
I think Cody was doing it kind of as a gag, but the other dude wanted
you don't
feet.
Do it as
no,
a
you
gag.
Don't do it as a gag.
You don't spend that.
It wasn't a lot of money.
No, it wasn't
it was
a
like
lot of money,
pennies,
but it was
man.
Still the fact
but it was just
that
still like they did it.
Yeah.
And the thing was like. It kind of like, I thought like the first two times we made the joke and it worked, I thought it would stop.
And it didn't.
Yeah, and then Juliana would do it again. I'm like, no. I'm like, if they want to see the feet, they got to send more roses. And then, like, instantly, I didn't even finish the fucking sentence. Like, ding, 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 ding,
and
roses.
We're like, okay, we'll put the feet in.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, feet, toe wrestle, toe wrestle.
Rub feet together. Take other girl's sock off.
Yeah, it became like a foot thing instead of like a Jake Paul. Like,
yeah.
People in the chat were getting mad too. They were like, enough feet.
Yeah.
No, but I'm talking later on when Juliana left, it got like there was one guy who was like fucking out of hand, and I was in there like because some people were talking about the fight. You guys are commentating, and then there's like three or four people just all they're doing is fucking making like really kind of weird comments.
Edgy,
yeah, so I was just in there trying to like ban them and like take.
Good thing
it out.
I didn't see them because like I was like
yeah you guys.
I caught no. I looked down and I seen like one, and I just tried to like I didn't want to.
Listen, I thought it was going to be, like, horny 14-year-olds. No, one guy was, like, 36, lives with his mom. Because I went to his page to fucking, I'm like, who is being this big of a creep spamming this shit? And, like, and then after when I saw it, I'm like, wait, dude, you're, like, 36, and he lives with his mom. He's got TikToks, and they're all of his mom.
Do you think he like goes on TikTok Live trying to find feet, or he just got lucky?
No, this wasn't for feet, bro. This was for when Sydney was
no,
on
this
camera.
No, this is just when you guys were just sitting watching the fight.
Watching the
this
fight.
Isn't even
oh,
for the
he wasn't talking
feet.
About feet?
No. Wasn't even with the feet. Oh no. No, yeah. Yeah.
Damn,
yeah, that's why. It was really weird.
Fuck, eh?
I can't, like, actually now, like, saying this, I can't imagine, like, it's, like, I'm not even saying, it wasn't even, like, a taste. It wasn't even, like, a sip of what, like, female probably like streamers and influencers go through on a daily basis now come to think about it because I was creeped out off like
I'm
four
glad
people
didn't
saying
see it.
It
then
yeah no
yeah
I was banning them pretty quick like once I saw like some weird shit I'd ban them pretty quick.
I would dude never could you I go on a stream no, and just be like oh my god chick I gotta comment about something sexual no it's weird man.
Well, there's a few people in the when they'd like be chirping us and they'd be like show the fight idiot we're all leaving but they'd comment it like half an hour apart so they'd be there the entire
time. The whole time
like, so why are you still here
and then they'd stay
and then they'd stay like then leave
yeah
it's the same thing these people they go on and they're like what makes you think after saying show your feet or, like, say something creepy to the girl. After, like, the eighth time they say it, they'll be like,
I guess
maybe,
you know what.
Fuck. Maybe he just didn't see it. Let me try a ninth time.
Yeah, like.
No, like, I mean, this one wasn't, it wasn't as bad, but one guy just kept saying, like, hey, girly, stand up and turn around. Like spin. Hey, girly, stand up and give us a spin. It's like, dude, how many times are you going to say it? If she didn't do it after, like, the first 10 times you said it, it's not happening.
He's like, no, right? I must be getting lost in the chat.
Yeah.
No one would deny me a spin.
Yeah, I've never been denied a spin on live.
He's like, here's roses.
Like, what the? There's actually one guy that was complaining about the feet, and Julian said to him a couple times, he's like, why are you still fucking here then? But he's the one that donated the most. He donated like $5-6 to the fucking stream. I'm not even kidding. Julian's like, because Julian kept going, why are you still here, bro, if you're this mad about it? And then all of a sudden.
Yeah, but you guys became friends by the end.
Yeah. He was chill other than that. It was funny more than anything.
We had a few people come like every time. We do it.
Yeah, there was one girl who was usually there.
Yeah, she didn't come. Doreen. We miss Doreen.
Yeah. Okay, Doreen.
I get her TikToks all the time.
Yeah.
Like, they pop up because, like, I follow her on my personal and she followed me on my personal. Doreen.
She's a big supporter.
We pretty crazy, her. Though, like, to think, like, because at the end it tells you your total. Like, you didn't get 53,000, right?
No, 56.
50, that's 56,000 different people that saw our face. It's weird. Yeah. Weird to think.
1,000 at one point, which is nice.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Wasn't as big as the last one we did. The last one was... No.
I think we had a higher peak this time, though.
No.
I can't remember.
No, the last one we had 90,000 people.
Total, I know, but the highest number watching.
He might not be wrong. Like, we hit 2. I think I only...
We hit 2,000 the last one.
Yeah, I can't remember. Like, it was like 2.2K.
Probably close.
Yeah. They don't show you the analytics. Like, you don't get to, like, keep the analytics for, like, all your streams. They go away after a bit. It's weird. But, like, he's right. 2.2K. We started getting a lot because people were getting banned a lot faster. And I was even seeing in the chat the people who were actually showing the fight... It was like, turn the fight on, fucking insta-ban. So, like, then after, they kept sending people to our stream after.
I don't know why you would even do it. What do people
expect? Like, I'm not trying to be like...
They're like, we'll put it in the mirror behind you. I don't want to
sound like the smartest guy in the room, but, like, it's getting banned. Like,
I think some of the people that do it, they just create accounts to do it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, but, like...
You have to hit 1,000 followers, but, like, I was seeing throughout the week, I was seeing things like...
Yeah, advertising. Yeah,
and they're like... Privating this day follow, so they'd hit 1,000.
That's bullshit too. If you private it, you still get banned.
Yeah, 100%. You still get banned.
You still get banned. I don't know why people are like, people are in the chat are like, private it. Like, no, you still get banned.
But my thing is like, dude, these people like, okay, like we like paid for the fight. But there's a lot of legal websites.
There's a lot of websites to get it on.
You can watch.
Just fucking Google search, man.
I don't know why people come to TikTok.
That's what I mean. They're so pressed.
Like, hey, shut up. Hey, those are our fucking viewers, though.
No, a lot of the
without that market, a lot of our
viewers were like just to watch us commentate.
Just to watch.
I know. I know that like you're trying to make the joke, which makes sense. It's funny, but like just like in all realness, like a lot of the people there were just to watch us commentate.
Be like, show the screen, like,
yeah,
dude, like.
It's like, just go on Google.
I presume I presume those are, like, young kids that don't know any better. Like,
how? I feel like it...
I don't know. That's just what I presume.
Since I was a kid, I've been, like...
fucking cracking streams and shit like that. Yeah, no,
I'm not trying to, like...
No, it's like, what are we doing?
It's also not illegal for you to watch it. It's illegal for them to stream.
If someone is fucking is gonna try and like, call us out for streaming something illegally, just get on my face. Like, everyone's literally...
Did you get an email from, like...
That was me.
That was great.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
But that's because there's this app and it uses there's a thing called peer to peer streaming.
Yeah, that's illegal.
And so like because we didn't know because it is still streaming, but what peer to peer does is the way it works is it's like it's using you as like a server spot to connect to another person. So the more peers, the faster it loads and everything less buffering. But once you do that, it technically. Even though you don't have a copy of the thing, it technically makes you a streamer. So yeah, it's illegal. And I got an email from
you know what's funny?
That's so fucking
one day funny. I had like this revelation. I was like sitting down. I'm like, what if with this peer-to-peer thing, it's like, what if I had it, I stream it to you, and then he streams it to someone. I'm like sitting there. I'm like, you can make millions from this. So I like do a quick Google search. And it's like peer-to-peer streaming. It's like, it's illegal. I was like, fuck, man. I thought I was onto something.
The thing is, it's really hard to prove. Like, even though like they freaking emailed us and everything like that, like I looked into it. If we just didn't respond, nothing would have happened.
Yeah. No,
but like, it wasn't worth it. And they were threatening to like fucking charge us $5K. And it's Rogers, man. They could just attach it to your bill. Yeah, so we're just like... Called
is
in,
it worth it?
Not yeah, called in, said like it was a mistake, like something happened, but it wasn't us, and then we just wiped their hands clean, and I deleted all the apps.
I agree. I
guess what? As soon as I'm back at fucking school, though, when I'm living in the apartment, it's not my Wi-Fi, I re-download the app, 100%. And I'm watching all the fucking movies, I just don't do it when I'm home.
The NFL, it's around the corner, you think I'm going to pay to watch any of the fucking games? Absolutely not. Nope. Absolutely not.
You have to pay to watch the NFL. Oh yeah, like to stream. Yeah.
Games on like network.
No. Yeah, you're right.
Like if you want to watch the Detroit Lions, who never catch any like fucking TV time because they suck.
I forgot you have to pay for streaming services.
Yeah. I got caught once. Those motherfuckers at DAZN. Those pieces of shit.
They did
2 years. I've been streaming from there, just canceling my account right before it expires, and they charge me. But they made it difficult last year.
Oh, nice.
So they stung me for $20.
No way.
Yeah, I was pissed.
I used to do that with Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
I had fucking like 9 emails just because I was making Prime accounts.
Yeah.
Because you weren't like...
I was Bruce Lee, Larry Wheels, fucking all these
names. No, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? It's going to make you fall. Like, what are you fucking...
So sorry. So you.
Yeah, I needed a piece of paper.
For what?
I might go.
Fucking taking apart the tripod.
So sorry,
picks up the thing.
That's my bad. I fucking didn't even remember. No, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. I got it now.
Just spit in there. Thank you.
Yeah. Fucking DAZN stung me for $20. And I was so mad at my dad's like, well, haven't you been like doing it for like 2 years? I'm like, yeah. He's like, you're mad about $20?
Yeah, so that's what they didn't allow you to sign up for like Prime originally with like debit Visa. So I never had it. Then after one day I tried it again, it worked. And I was like, but maybe I'm like, if I tried to use the same debit Visa, because this is before I was old enough to have a credit card, I'm like, it won't work again. And it did. And yeah, I was like, every 30 days I'm fucking canceling this and setting up a new Prime account. Yeah. And I was doing that for a while till they had the student plan. It was like $40 a year. I'm like, okay, for $40 a year, I'm a cave and like stop making emails. Yeah. Like,
but you get like Prime TV and music now too. There's
yeah, some good shit on Prime TV. That shit. You got all of that shit.
What are you gonna do?
I just about the fight though.
Yeah.
In terms about the fight.
In terms of the fight. Everyone give your opinion. Let's go one at a time, and then you go first.
Greg. I said it. Jake Paul, we saw that he actually got rocked for once. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like, you know, we can see that if he gets hit hard, it rattles him up, which was kind of like fucking hyped up and everything like that. Don't know. To me, freaking Woodley looked confused. Yep. Like he didn't look like he knew what to do out there. Yep. It looked like he was afraid of getting knocked out himself. But like, I don't know why. It seemed like after he'd do something, he wouldn't capitalize. He just looked confused to me.
He did. Yeah.
He looked lost. And then other than that, though, now we've at least seen Jake Paul go 8 rounds, not just like a first round, 2-minute knockout. Yeah. I'd say he looks good. I think he actually looks better than Logan. And I don't, like, he's definitely more composed than Logan. I think Logan, and he said this, gets in the ring and he starts just trying to, like watch when he fucking fights.
That flurry against
when
Mayweather?
When he starts going like this. He did, but if you watch, he did the same thing against KSI once. So, like, he always, I think, just kind of gets caught up in the moment and does that. It's horrible, right?
Such a bad flurry.
Yeah, but it's just like he gets caught up in the moment and goes and does it. And he admitted that it's bad, right? So I think he looks like more composed than him. And then, like, we haven't seen KSI box in so long. If they ever fight, it's going to be tough for him. KSI's got to take him out and stuff like that.
I don't think so.
How can you say that when he just fucking fought Tyron Woodley?
No, I think Jake Paul would beat KSI. I think
like badly.
Like,
right,
I don't
now
think it'd be that competitive. I think Jake Paul's way better than KSI.
Because they're like, fight a real boxer. But KSI's not a real boxer.
No.
And Tyron
Woodley.
If he fights
Fury, that would be I think it'd
fucking
be
Fury sucks. Have you seen him?
I think he's better at boxing than Woodley.
I don't know. My thing is
he has like 6 fights. You know that.
I know, but at least his whole family lineage. He's been doing it since he was a kid.
No, he stinks. Have you seen him?
And I know.
He fought at UFC.
I still think he's better.
I don't know.
At boxing, dude, he's fundamentally bad.
I don't know because
he's handsome. He should do TV.
Maybe he tricks
me. Boxing's not for him.
Maybe he tricks
me. Boxing's not. Jake Paul would beat him.
You think so?
Yeah. Right? Tommy Fury, the guy he fought, first of all, was like 5'5". He's a fucking 7-5 MMA fighter from like a small MMA league. 7-5. So that means he's bad. Mm-hmm. It was his first ever boxing match. It was 4 rounds. That's less professional than Jake Paul's fighting right now.
Yeah.
And he couldn't knock him out.
I would say
Jake Paul at least was knocking out the tomato cans. Tommy's 4 rounds.
I think people, as much as I don't really like Jake Paul, people don't give him enough credit. He's a good boxer.
He's okay. He's good.
He's like as an amateur, he's a pretty solid amateur to be able to be.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to be real.
Sucks.
I don't like Jake Paul, and I'm not just saying that. I don't like his content. I don't like his stuff because I like Logan Paul. I would call myself a Logan Paul fan. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Jake Paul fan. Right? Oh. So in that being said, it's like, even though I don't like him, I can't discredit that right now of all these fucking influencer boxers and everything like that, he looks the best. And we haven't seen KSI in a while, and he's claiming that, you know, he's got a new camp, he's got new freaking, like, he's got a new trainer, he doesn't have the other guy training him anymore, but that's, like, for a few reasons, not just because the guy was bad, but he got, like, a new trainer who says it's better, all this shit, and he said that, like, he's working hard and he's gonna come out good. We have nothing to prove that.
Exactly.
And that's fine. Like, he's actually making good music right now. You know, I listen to his music. Yeah. So, you know, do you. But we'll see what happens. I don't think he could come back and just take a fight against Jake Paul. He'd have to get a fight or two under his
hands
before he does it.
I think, like KSI, everybody, I don't know why everybody thinks he's, like, this elite boxer. He beat Logan Paul by split decision.
Yeah, and Logan Paul's not that good.
He's actually pretty bad. He fucking fought Mayweather, who's old and didn't train. And it was like 50 pounds heavier than him. Like, I don't know why everybody, like, he shouldn't have gotten, like, destroyed. Like, Mayweather shouldn't have destroyed him. He's a young, like, he's a young kid, way bigger.
No, that's...
And like, that's why, like, if for Mayweather to destroy him, like, Logan Paul would have had to be really shit.
Yeah.
I think the whole KSI-Jake Paul thing is, like... I feel like KSI is doing it now because it is... Like, he obviously would want to, or else he'd just be like, no, I'm done with boxing. I don't want to do it anymore. But, so, like, he obviously wants to, but then the other thing is, like, you could clearly tell it's not where his heart's at, and it's not what he cares about.
Yeah, he doesn't.
Right? And so... That's what I think. It's like even a stupid thing. Like, I don't think it's gonna be a very long time. Like, I think at least 1 to 2 years before we ever see that happen.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Because the guy's focused on other stuff. And that's is there something fine, wrong with that? No.
No.
Right?
Might not even see it, to be honest.
That's what I'm saying.
Realistically, I'm not mad at KSI. I'm saying the people who think KSI is gonna just walk in there and starch him are delusional.
No.
And I think even Jake realizes that, because you don't see Jake calling him out anymore. And I think it's because Jake's like, okay, I'm on to like different things.
I honestly think there's a pretty solid chance that he might fight McGregor. Like, eventually.
Yeah, eventually.
I think McGregor watched too. The fight.
Yeah.
Like, he commented on it, too.
Sort of LeBron watched the fight.
I know. Like, I know.
That's what I mean. These fights are big time now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, these Jake Paul fights aren't just, like, shits and giggles anymore. Yeah, like, they're legit. Like, real athletes are watching them.
100%. The Rock was fucking tweeting about it.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
They put it on his Instagram.
Yeah. The Rock, LeBron, Connor. Talk about three of the highest paid, like... Literally, in the world.
Like, this is what I'm saying.
That's what I mean. It's big time. Right?
That's why I honestly think I think him and Connor would be an insane like pay-per-view event.
Yeah,
they would probably like destroy any numbers Jake's done already.
Yeah. 100%
for sure.
And my only thing right now is like, you know, some people are like, "Oh, is it fixed? Is it fixed?" Like, first of all, here's one thing I don't think that's fixed. Right? I don't think like the way that Jake looked, you can't fake that when he took that punch.
He was a good fighter.
You know what I'm saying? When he took that punch. When he took that punch from Woodley, and like he looked like he almost got knocked out. Like if Woodley kept going, he probably would have knocked him out. Yeah. Like you can't fake that shit.
No.
So unless that's why Woodley stopped punching, he's like, oh shit, I wasn't supposed to do that. Unless that's what happened.
The only one that looks staged to me, I know Askren looked like a bag of milk.
No, I don't think Askren was staged.
It didn't
I
look staged. Either.
Didn't want to fight. No. Askren got hit and went, "This stinks. I'm staying down.
Yeah.
It's fine."
Yeah, like I don't think that was staged either. But like unless that was like he's like, oh, let me back up. The reason I don't think it's fixed. No, like I don't think it's fixed. And the only reason
none of them are.
Yeah, but the only reason like it would be is. Like right now, the thing that sells these fights, I think, the most is how many people want to see Jake Paul lose.
Yeah, you always need a bad guy.
So as long as he's winning, Jake's just playing into it. And so long as he's winning, it's gonna keep selling the fights. And then so like, I wonder what would happen to the numbers of the fights after once he loses. If he loses,
next fight will be big. So he could lose, and then his next fight will still be big because they want to see the rebound.
Yeah,
he loses again,
it's done. Fair enough.
Because everybody wants to see like the revival. Like,
I think his next fight in general, whoever he chooses to fight is gonna be insane.
Yeah, I think so too.
As long as it's like a recent, like a somewhat celebrity, yeah. Like he's not fighting some random guy from a camp or something. If he fights, oh my God, what the fuck's his name? McGregor's friend.
Oh, he's gonna kill him.
That's what I mean. If
what
he
the
fights
fuck's his name, I know exactly who you're talking about. Oh my God, I was talking to my dad about him the other day
because he wants to fight.
He stinks. That guy stinks.
I don't know how big that event would be, but I think it'd be a decent lead up to McGregor. It's a good gateway to get to him.
Yeah, I think it'll be a first round knockout for real. Like that guy.
Yeah,
sucks.
I don't.
Think that guy's horrible.
I think the issue is Jake wants to.
Why
be
can't
able
I remember? Right,
Dylan Danis.
Dylan Danis. That's his fucking Dylan name. Dallet? I knew it. I kept wanting to say Ariel Helwani, but it's not him.
He also knock out Ariel Helwani too. No, Dylan Danis.
Yeah, he stinks.
He'd knock him out. For sure,
Dylan talks a lot of shit for not being that good of a fighter.
He's a great like grappler, like jiu-jitsu. Yeah. Same like Ben. It looked like the Ben Askren fight.
Yeah.
Funny enough, this is the, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think back of past fights. Maybe it's because the fucking guys got knocked out. Like, Jake actually went up to Woodley and, like, high-fived him. And, like, even in the after thing, like, you know, like.
Tried, never been, like, a bad
said, like,
sport.
Said, like, oh. I. No, he, yeah. He's got him, he's kind of, like, yeah, I know, but after the fight, he actually gave him some respect.
Yeah. Was,
said, like, you know, the things that were said, he didn't mean them. Like, he actually, like, tried to, like, recover on that, which, if you look in the past, he hasn't. I mean, like, Ben Askren, he didn't because.
Did he say anything that bad to Woodley?
Yeah, he disrespected his mama.
He said, yeah, I said should have put
his mom.
I don't know, is that one of the thing rallies? And then Woodley said he was going to start making people disappear left and right. And
just in general, bringing up family members, stuff like that, yeah, it's like, slimy. Anyways, kind of slimy, yeah.
But I know what you mean. Like, but part of me thinks, like, he said all that stuff, but, like, It's how you're selling the fight.
It's to sell the fight. I don't disagree with that. But usually, like, usually you see guys after the fight be like even after everything they said, everyone knows it's for business. And then after the fight, they still like fucking, you know, like, you know, good fight and everything like that. I haven't really seen that from him too much. No. Like this time you did.
Yeah.
So, like, it's kind of like cool to see too, something I noticed.
It's like he's really is trying to be Conor McGregor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, if you watch young McGregor, that's kind of what he would do. McGregor after fights always showed love to whoever he fought, except for Habib.
No, they really don't like each other.
But I think Conor was just talking shit like he normally does, but Habib took it personal. He didn't get the business side.
Yeah,
of
but
it.
That's. It was also.
He also said mean things to him.
Yeah, he also said really fucked up shit, but there was also beef, like legitimate.
Yeah, because, didn't the thing with the glass in the window?
Yeah, that all happened.
But part of me thinks Conor's just selling the fight.
Part of it is selling the fight.
I guarantee you, like, if you took him off like record, you'd be like, before that fight, did you hate the guy? He'd probably say no. I'm just starting the fight.
100%.
But see, this is the thing.
Because that's what he does. He does. He's the best at it.
This is the thing with MMA and like boxing and stuff like that, right? In MMA, I honestly think Khabib beats Conor 9 out of 10 times. And like the one time Conor wins is like a good punch or something. In a boxing match, Conor starches Khabib every time. Yeah, that's the thing. The UFC is dominated by grappling and like.
Yeah, strong wrestler. It's also the fact that like. But it's also the fact McGregor has like shit wrestling. Like Izzy's a great striker.
Well, he's a great all around. Like
he's not a good wrestler. He could just get up.
Yeah, he could get up. But that's the thing. It's hard to do like be able to do that. You know what I mean?
But that's like Conor's like
weakest point.
Yeah, that's what, like that's other good fighters can get up.
Yeah,
like GSP could always get up. Silva could get
GSP
up.
GSP is a fucking
no. I know, but that's what they like to compare Conor to. Like those guys could all get up if they got taken down.
Conor is quite tarnished his legacy at this point.
Like Francis Ngannou. He could get up
now. Oh, but yeah, Francis Ngannou is just an absolute animal. That guy's on another level.
Yeah,
Conor probably should just stop fighting.
I just think so, too.
Well, like, he should. At one point, he didn't have his heart in it.
How could you?
At one point, you know what I mean? At one point, he was looked at as, like, the greatest. Everyone was so fucking fired up.
He's never the greatest, though.
No, I know that, but, like, one of the greatest. Like, the greatest, especially just because of the shit-talking. But also, because he, what's it called? He won 2 titles in different weight divisions and stuff like that. So, like, all that shit was, like, holy shit. Like, look what he's doing, right? Yeah. And, like, he had a good record. But now that it's kind of, like, getting tarnished.
But
he's ruining it.
In all fairness, I still give him somewhat credit. So, he beat Poirier, and he lost to Poirier. And this is a no contest. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was no contest?
He broke his leg.
Yeah. But so like that's
he broke his leg. You'll never prove that Poirier broke it.
Yeah.
You'll just deny it. Like, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
To take a no contest or a loss, what would you say? Did he break it? You're going, no, it just, I felt funny. It broke.
I actually watched a doctor kind of like break it down frame by frame. And so he was saying that it's like he was getting kicked the whole time, like you can see. But then he's like, it didn't break on the kick. He actually does step back at one point, and then you see his leg kind of fucking crack. And then after, he's fighting, he steps back one more time, and then the whole thing fucking collapses.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm sure Poirier did the damage to break the leg.
Yeah, to break it, obviously. No, I agree.
That's what I'm saying.
I agree. Yeah.
So the way I look at that fight, doctor stoppage, this third one, they got to do the actual third one.
And it's 1-1.
In my head, it's 1-1. I'll take it to the grave.
That's fair.
And if Poirier starches him again?
I honestly think the second fight Conor had, he just kind of lost it at that point. I don't know what the fuck happened.
Even the leg kicks, bro. Those leg kicks
have been... Like,
low
dude,
calf kicks.
Low calf kicks have been literally dominating the UFC lately.
Yeah.
Since that fucking Holloway fight, everyone's like, you could win a belt with that?
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm going to start doing that more.
Fucking bullshit.
Anyways, well, enough of you said fighting. That the judge, but yeah, last thing I just want to say is you said the judge in our TikTok, you said he should go back to school.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Horrible.
Well, that's perfect because school's right around the corner. It's back to school time. And we want to make sure you pack the essentials to have the best year yet. With Manscaped and their 4th generation performance package, it will do just that for you. Today's episode, it's sponsored by Manscaped. Things are opening up. Be ready for whatever is in your daily schedule for you. The performance package 4.0 comes with the lawnmower 4.0, the weed whacker, and the ball toner, and the crop reviver, which is going to make you feel nice and good. It's the perfect package for your package. Fellas, go for the valedictorian of ball trimming and join the 2 million men worldwide. Join the 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com with the code NONCON, 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 for 20% off, and free shipping.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to say, like, you know what? Like, Manscaped came in clutch because we went on that trip with our friends.
Oh, yeah. I was nice and smooth.
And everything. Like, I took care of everything with my
arms.
With my lawnmower. I actually went, I double freaking thinged it. I used the lawnmower 3.0 that we got.
Oh, yeah.
And the lawnmower 4.0.
Oh, you dual wielded.
Oh, my God. I
dual
wielded. Lawnmower 43.0.
Yeah, holy shit.
Well, because, like, listen.
I wonder how many other people have dual wielded their fucking lawnmowers.
I mean, like, listen. Like, it's got good battery time if you do, like, things in, like, separate parts, right? But, like, I shaped my legs, my chest.
Yeah.
I actually trimmed down my armpit hair, did everything.
Gentlemen.
So, like, you know, once, like, the legs are really bad, like, they get really hairy.
I call that the gentleman's cut.
The gentleman's cut. That's yeah, cool. Yeah. That's the gentleman's cut.
Gentleman's cut.
What's, like, instead of, like, a Brazilian wax, that's the gentleman's cut.
Can I get a gentleman's cut?
Doesn't that sound good?
Nice. Shave the whole thing. Whew. Nice.
Fuck, if we opened up our own business, hey, maybe we should put that
right. Yeah, we got a little secret. Okay.
Well, you guys sound like you're competing with fucking Manscaped right now.
Can't compete with the GOATs.
Never. Yeah, so go again to manscaped.com and use noncon, N-O-N-C-O-N, for 20% off and free shipping. Now, Pepsi.
Thank you, Manscaped, for the Lawnmower 4.0.
Oh.
Now back to your regularly scheduled programming.
So, like, when we were, while Pepsi's put on Vicks, like, let me tell a quick funny story. When we were in Wasega, like, he left it, and everyone's like, whose is this? I'm like, oh, it's Pepsi's VapoRub. What do you mean, whose is this?
Yeah.
Right? But, like, I opened it up, and it looked like there was fucking seeds in there. Did you drop it in the sand or something?
No, there's been a seed in there for a while. It's a flax seed from when I eat food.
I just forgot to take it out.
But why did you have food and Vicks, like, why were you, like, eating and then Vicksing?
I don't know what happened to cause it, but it happened.
Why are you eating? Pepsi's got his yogurt parfait with some flax seeds in it.
It was actually a piece of bread with peanut butter and Nutella.
Of course.
So he's crunching on it.
And you had open Vicks underneath you?
Yeah.
Dude's got seeds on his hands, and he's just like,
I think that's what it was. I think it was on my hands.
Seeds were on his hands as he's eating,
And
then he's scooping out the Vicks and putting on his freaking nose.
It couldn't wait, eh?
I thought you dropped it in the sand when you came back from the beach. Because we had just come back from the beach.
We would have heard about that if Pepsi fucking almost ruined all his tricks.
I thought that was a reasonable explanation. I didn't think you were fucking eating and VapoRub at the same time.
It was flax seeds.
I don't blame you.
It was one flax seed.
Is it sprout?
No, it was in there for a long time, too. Anyways, enough about Vicks until they sponsor us.
Call it VapoRub.
VapoRub.
Get some VapoRub.
Let me VapoRub my eye.
Yeah. Ooh. How is your eye doing? Julian he stuck glass in his eye.
Yeah, a little piece of fiberglass got stuck in the eye, and it did some real damage. It actually fucked my eye up pretty good. Like, even at work, I was showing, like, some of the guys when I had my eye. So I also wore an eye patch.
Which I thought was cool, but
looked
he
like
was
a
so
fucking
insecure.
Pirate, bro.
But yeah, okay, so, like,
so good.
Wearing it leisurely, like, was it uncomfortable? Yeah. But, like, at work, because it was hot, like, you know, like, it's, and then you're in the warehouse and I'm working and it's like, I'm sweating like a pig. Having an eye patch was not the play.
Nah, bro, between the fucking suit you gotta wear, the mask, the eye patch, the glasses, everything, it was so jokes.
You should send Greg a clip of you working so then they could see what it looks like.
Oh, fuck, I don't have, like, a clip of me working. I have a picture of the eye patch, though. Tell me that's not kind of tough.
It is, dude. You look like you're gonna rob someone.
Put it in the camera.
Kind of tough, eh?
Yeah, super tough.
It's fucking funny. We went with him to buy the eye patch, right? Because we went to also get some, like, alcohol for the cottage. And it was, like, he needed it, like, a couple days before. So we're there. Me and Peps are like, you got to get a pirate one.
Skull and bone was the
only one available. You know, I went back to Shoppers and Rexall that same night and tried to buy better ones?
So, I've had problems with my eye in the past. And I've had to wear ones where it's just, like, a white patch that you stick to your face, right? And, like, or, like, it's just usually, like, a white, like, it's a, like, a medical eye patch, right? So I'm like, no, you got to get, like, a black one. Like, it's got to look like a pirate. And he was getting upset. He's like, no, I'm not fucking doing that. Pepsi goes to get, like, his fucking salad and shit like that. I walk with Julian to the pharmacy. The only freaking eye patches there is a black one that looks like a pirate eye patch. I shit you not. I was fucking there. I was, like, in the pharmacy. I'm like, let's fucking go.
You should have let me do a skull and crossbones.
I would have rather
just commit
die.
To the I, bit. Commit the to first, the bit.
So I walk into work and, like, I put on my eye patch because I didn't want anything else to get in my eye while it was healing. First person that sees me, he goes, Arg me. I was like,
there it is.
It's fucking 5 a.m.
You gotta commit to the
I don't know.
5 a.m. That's a it's not the time for these jokes. It's like give me like at least an hour or two to settle in.
Fucking came back to him like, "Arr, wanna walk me plank?" Yeah, just giving it to him.
Haven't even finished my fucking coffee.
No, I was fucking it was ridiculous. Everybody was like, "Oh, you okay, man?" I'm like, "No, I'm wearing an eye patch at work."
Well, it's all healed. It looks good.
Yeah, it's good. Much better, my eye. Like, you know how many times I have to do that at work? The people be like, "Let me see it." I'm like,
"How many of them made out with you?" Let's play my favorite game: more than one, less than a million.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I did that to my dad the other day. He didn't get the joke.
Yeah, dads don't get that joke. I did that to my dad too, and he's like, "The fuck's that supposed to mean?"
He's like, "How many of you are in there?"
Wait, you guys made out with one? You guys tried making out with your dads?
No.
Like more than one. He's like, "Yeah, obviously, but like,
like that's all right." No, my dad asked me, he was like, "How many like planks do we have or something for we're building a shed?" I go, "I'm more than one, less than a million." But I go, "The fuck's that supposed to mean? Fuck's that help me?"
That's just in general, like stuff that we do between us and our friends sometimes that like we find really funny. I know people won't, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's put it this way. Like when we came back from Wasega, my family's like, "Oh, so like, yeah, you had a good time. What'd you guys do?" And like, other than saying like, "Yeah, we went to the beach. And then we went out to like Walmart twice." I was having troubles explaining what we fucking did.
Yeah.
Kind of just like yell.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, right? It's we just fucking like just kind of like drink, yell, and like jumping up and down.
Yeah.
It's like, but we have a good fucking time.
We do.
Right?
I agree.
Fucking time.
Always.
This is nice weather. I wish we were at the beach right now digging a big hole. Sorry.
Yeah.
You don't like the beach. Shut the
hell up. No, and this weather though. Like
this 20, weather, 21? I can sit at the beach, yeah.
With a frisbee and a shovel? Yeah. You can have a good time.
On the topic of like parents not understanding jokes, one day I was at Pepsi's house. We were all together, right? And I see the time pop up and it says 9/11, right? And there's a joke, 11/11, make a wish. Or not the joke, like people say at 11/11, make a wish, right? Well, we're all sitting there. Pepsi's dad is sitting right next to me. I'm like, 9/11, make a wish, right? And no one really catches it, but I go, 9/11, make a wish. Tom goes, "What do you mean?" "That's all right. 11/11, you're supposed to make a wish."
Yeah, Greg.
He's like, "I don't get what you mean. 11/11, you're supposed to make a wish. Not 9/11, Greg. What do you mean? 11/11, you're supposed to make a wish." And I'm like, I literally didn't want to explain the joke. So I was like, yeah, Tom, you're right. I just forgot. I made a mistake."
Hold on.
But he was not catching the 9/11 joke I made.
Let me preface this as to my dad doesn't get numbers jokes. No offense to my dad. I love him. Like, there's nothing wrong with him. but like that one where I was like, more than one, less than a million, doesn't get the number jokes. He just wants straight facts.
Yeah, but my thing was a joke about 9/11.
No, Greg, but you saying that 9/11 thing confused his entire life. Because now my dad's going in his brain. I know my dad. He's
do
going,
I make a wish at 9/11?
He's like, wait, am I supposed to make them at 9/11? All the wishes I made at 11/11 are going to come true. That's what you're telling me. That's what my dad's thinking. That's what he's thinking in that moment.
He's panicking. He's like, fuck. He's like, what about birthdays?
Did I fuck those up too?
How did I fuck those up, Greg? When do you blow out the candles?
Do I make the wish?
Blow them out?
Do I make the wish after the candles or before?
Or before, Greg. Tell me, Greg.
No, but I swear, man. Like he's like,
that was too funny.
You make the joke. You make the wish at 11/11, not 9/11. And I'm like, I can't sit here right now and tell Tom that I'm making a joke about 9/11 because I don't think he'd be happy if he understands that I'm making a joke about a day that two buildings crashed and it was devastating. So I was like. Like, I'm like,
but it's
like
funny thousands though. Of people. Not 9/11, not 9/11.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean by that?
Did you see that clip? Sorry, one more thing. Did you see that clip from the Addison Rae movie? She's like, my butt's really sore. It got a little bit messy.
What?
She says that line in the movie.
Oh.
And then it like cuts in. It's like, what do you mean by that? And I don't know. I actually want to watch the movie to find out the context of that line.
Sydney watched it. She said it's actually like not bad. Yeah. Like it's like a teeny bopper.
Yeah, I'm gonna actually message
Mean Girls type movie.
I didn't even know about this movie, but now hearing about Addison Rae being a movie, I'll probably get the same feeling every time I see Noah Centineo in the fucking movie.
Noah Centineo's in it?
No, I just like you know who Noah Centineo is?
He sounds
Centino,
familiar.
Nora Centino. You'll know him. He's just a guy who like he's in like teen movies. Kind of. So it was like the heartthrob in teen movies.
Oh, this fucking guy. Yeah. And every time, don't do that one. He looks 40. Yeah, that one's better.
Every time I see Noah Centineo in a movie, I just think, I'm like, this is going to be a movie with terrible acting. Yeah. <That's funny. laughs> I don't mean the fucking That's thing. But just
it's going to be really poorly acted.
Cast of this is going to be shit.
That's fucking awesome.
Funny enough, he was in the new Charlie's Angels movie, but like that's like a really small role.
Does that mean it was a good movie?
Jake T. Austin was
in it? I actually enjoyed it, but yeah. That movie.
Oh, he's in Black Adam coming up.
You know there's two movies? There's
he
two
is Black Adam.
What?
No.
But this is the range of Noah Centineo's acting. There is two movies that he did that are the exact same movie. One, it's called Swiped, and he made a dating app in it. It's him and these guys make a dating app. And then there's another one. I forget what it's called, but I just watched it the other night because my sister wanted to watch it. And it is about him making a dating app in it. I'm not even kidding. He makes a dating app in two fucking movies.
That's insane. Do you think the directors watched Swipe and went, yeah, call the kid.
I don't
call
know. Call,
the kid. Call him. That's What's our the plot. Budget? What's the budget? Yeah, double it. Give it to Santana.
No, he was in Austin and Ally, and the other main character in the freaking movie is the girl who plays Ally. So I think they just got together.
He's got Shaq's range when it comes to acting.
That's fucking awesome. Anyways, I heard the Blue Jays have been calling.
I was going to say.
The Blue Jays have been blowing up our phones because the pitching's been a little bit rough. You know what I heard, though? Hitting's been a little bit rough.
Oh, yeah?
You know what we got? Some fucking big wooden bats.
Julian just got set up with his jersey.
And our big wooden bats are going to hit a lot of big fucking balls into the stands, baby. We're going to be a couple just of like dual-wielding legends. Never mind. There it goes.
Son of a bitch.
We're just a couple of
Pitch it back.
Oh, shit.
Ooh.
The fucking microphone.
Okay, Blue Jays.
It's soft.
Can, I didn't think you were actually trying to send it to Blue the fucking... Jays,
we need to pay for new microphones now. Can you please hire us? We have some dynamic bats.
But you see that? Even when he was trying to let up, he couldn't.
I couldn't let up. Good thing this is soft.
Yeah, or else it would have fucking blasted through the wall, they said. Anyways, Blue Jays. Big wooden bats, ding. Dynamic arms. You know where your guys...
Guys, thank you for all the support. Sorry that we were on like a little bit of a hiatus there. We're gonna come back stronger. We're gonna try to keep this going consistently again. Everything like that. TikToks are gonna be more consistent. I'm making promises. I hope we can keep. Thank you for 55,000 followers. Make sure to hit up all the socials 55. And follow them already if you're not. And have a great day, guys. Wrap it up.
We will see you later.